Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
AP News for Friday, May 23rd. I'm Ben Thomas. Residents of Ukraine's capital took shelter in subway stations as Kyiv came under a large-scale drone and missile attack Friday night. Explosions, machine gun fire, and fires reported across the city. The Russian attack came hours after a major prisoner exchange began. Sources tell AP President Trump's ordering a major overhaul of the National Security Council, significantly reducing its size. And Sagar Magani reports the president's threatening tariffs on the EU and smartphone makers.
The president says trade talks with the EU are going nowhere, so he's recommending a 50% tariff starting June 1st.
I'm not looking for a deal. I mean, we've set the deal. It's at 50%.
Though economist Mary Lovely says the threat is just that, a negotiating ploy.
50% on EU in reality would definitely move markets.
And the president says he might delay the tariffs if more companies invest in the U.S. Earlier, he threatened a 25% import tax on Apple, which is said it will keep making iPhones in Asia.
That would be also Samsung and anybody that makes that product. Otherwise, it wouldn't be fair.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
That sent stocks to losses for the week. The S&P down 2.6%. The Dow and the Nasdaq each lost about 2.5%. And Lisa Dwyer has the latest on the Thursday morning crash of a private jet in San Diego.
Officials now say the weather alert system and runway lights were not working at a foggy Montgomery Gibbs Executive Airport in San Diego due to an unrelated power surge. The pilot instead got weather information from Marine Corps Air Station Miramar about 4 miles north. After getting an update on weather conditions from air traffic control in San Diego.
You gonna make the descent okay from there? You want me to turn you out to the south?
6 up here. No, I think we'll be all right.
Six people on board the plane were killed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Words of wisdom at the University of Maryland's graduation from Kermit the Frog.
As I look out at you students, I can tell that you have all worked your tails off. And as a former tadpole, believe me, losing your tail is a pretty big deal.
The university told students in March that Kermit would be delivering the commencement address. Muppets creator, the late Jim Henson, graduated from Maryland in 1960. Kermit, who's been around since 1955, had some advice for graduates.
Rather than jumping over someone to get what you want, consider reaching out your hand and taking the leap side by side, because life is better. University of Maryland, thank you for having me, and congratulations to the class of 2025!
Yay! And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
It's time for Tell It to Stanya.
It's all about you. Ooh. Let's peel away the layers and focus on you. What's going on inside? Let's talk about love and truth and the matter of who we are. Let's find out together on Tell It to Stanya.
Pleasant good afternoon. Welcome to Saturday. That's right. I am she and she is me. It is another Saturday. Hey, hey, hey. Yes, yes, yes. And I have a special guest with me. I don't even know how long I know you.
A very long time.
Like, how did we even meet?
I think you randomly called. It was a random call.
It was a random call, eh?
And I think that's how it started. I can't remember. It's been a decade plus.
It has to be a decade plus because I think this has been, now that I think about it, almost even before Eve's journey, remember I used to write an article.
You did.
And I think, and I'm sure you directed me with that. So this have...
Sane ramblings from
an insane diva.
Yes. Sane ramblings.
I got to start that again.
You need to, because there's such a space. There's such a space for that kind of column or information.
Yeah, or even if I just do it online or something, but...
Yeah.
A column A.
Blog,
yeah,
advice.
People, I shouldn't have said that name because then I could have been anonymous and then write all kind of things. Juiciness. Yeah. I just saying.
Well, I mean, we were just trying to recall the past, so
it anything. Okay, so we have Farah. I'm just going to call her Farah today.
Yes, yes. Farah.
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 Yes,
Farah. Non-Fawcett.
That's right. Girl, but you know that you know you only were 10 years old. What you know about Farah Fawcett?
I don't know much.
Oh, my goodness.
But I know she's a celebrity.
Yes, and you are too.
You think so? Yeah. I don't like to hype.
Farah, like come on now.
I don't like to think
and of myself. And you're only 20.
That's how I look? Because I grow my hair, I look.
Girl, you look good, girl. You look good.
I look good enough.
Hey! Okay, so we're not going to talk about the other stuff, but definitely she is, well, she's an award-winning journalist by day and flirty florist by night. Yes. I mean, not even by night, but in your spare time.
All day, every day.
Yes, the flirty flower.
Yes, that's yes. My brand. That's my business. And blooming for the past 5 years.
Oh, my goodness. And listen, if you have my number on WhatsApp, you definitely would have seen me share her stuff. Or if you're my friend on Facebook, you would have definitely seen me share a lot of her arrangements.
Yes, if you're paying attention, because Sanya is very supportive.
That's right. Hello. I have a question.
Go ahead.
Now, Mother's Day just went by. And then, of course, there was Valentine's Day. We have Father's Day coming.
Yes.
So I have a question. Well, I have several questions. One is, do people buy flowers for men?
People request and they kind of ask, okay, hey, what do you guys offer for men? And honestly, I don't know too many men unless they're into gardening or
right.
They're farmers who would really have an appreciation for flowers. So I don't really tailor arrangement specifically to men, to be honest.
And guys, listen, y'all could give me a call. Now, you know, the last two Saturdays, we had interesting guests for the last two Saturdays, and I wasn't accepting any calls, but definitely message me. And the message or text line is 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you could give me a call. Because, like, I want to know, like, do men actually...
I really want to know that, too.
Yeah, like...
I know men... I've heard... Well, a friend of mine had told me that her husband likes flowers, right?
Right.
But I don't know if he likes it as much as he likes seeing it on display, like, in a house or at a hotel lobby or something like that. As for receiving flowers, I don't really know.
Yeah, guys, somebody message me.
I would really like to know the answer to that.
422-4796.
Because I know that men can appreciate beautiful things.
You know what I'm going to do? Well, you know, everyone on my in my contact list, you know, they be sick of me when it comes to telling to stand here because I'm always asking them questions. But I'm going to ask the man, like,
do you like flowers?
Do you like flowers?
How would
gift?
You feel if... pop up one day to your work, there's a floral arrangement waiting on you. What is the reaction? Do you feel
excited? Is it a big deal?
Is it like, gee, she bought me flowers.
Right.
Like she missed.
And have you ever received flowers as a man?
And what was your reaction? Did you feel good about it? Did it give you butterflies? I did meet a man who said, I like flowers.
Really?
And I would like to receive flowers.
Interesting. Okay. So far for the year. What is, and listen, the show ain't even about this, but you know I know, so you got to tell it to Sanya.
We're going with the flow.
Yes. So I'm just curious, though. Okay, out of Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, and whatever, Easter, whatever comes up, what is the most, like probably Valentine's Day?
The busiest?
Yeah.
Valentine's. So much pressure on men.
Oh, Lord, the poor man, Sam.
To get flowers for their significant others.
The pressure's
on. And if
on.
You didn't send her a flower.
That's a problem, baby.
An arrangement
that's
on
a
Valentine's
problem.
Day, baby.
That's
let me tell
problem.
You.
That's a problem.
That's a relationship problem.
Listen, a lot of men not getting them.
Listen, I had one of my clients.
We
he actually picked up his arrangement late Valentine's Day. And his girlfriend said, not even a $2 watch. You get me. Time now, he didn't have the flowers on his way.
Right.
She's like, not even a
$2.
This is a serious thing.
Serious thing. Anyway, we have a caller, Brittany. Caller, go ahead.
Hi.
Hello.
This is your long lost friend, Joshua.
This is my long lost friend. Oh, hey. Hi, God.
What's his name?
Garth Roseboro.
Oh, yes. Hello. Yeah. Welcome.
Yes.
Thanks for joining the conversation.
Yes, who's also a talk show host. So,
listen. Why are y'all trying to figure out what to buy these men for Father's Day?
Well, that's another thing. So, but Garth, you ever receive flowers?
No.
but how would he feel? Would he want any flowers?
Like, right, how?
As most of the world probably thinks, we men don't need anything. But the thing that he craves the most is love.
Is love. Aww.
Yeah, we need to be showing a lot of love because it needs to be understood that the whole world seems to be against a man. It's not easy being a man.
Right.
And
right.
I think we need more conversations about what it really means to be a man and why so many men fail in their responsibilities for being a man.
Okay, that's the topic for next week. I am on it. What does it mean to be a man? Yeah. This sounds like you must be coming on
flowers,
all the side parts of that.
The flowers and the steak dinner instead of the crab dinner, all those things are deserving.
Right.
You know, people say how men fail them all the time. We don't do our job. We have single mothers, etc. So, come on, man. Y'all women, y'all make sure we get our due reward this Father's Day. And we'll be so appreciative.
So, what is a good Father's Day gift?
A good Father's Day?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I know men. We pour it all out. I mean, we get you, if you want Gucci or you want Versace or whatever you want, we can give it to you.
Right.
So, do the same thing for us. Men like diamonds too, you know. We like rings.
Patrol?
Like, especially a new whip. If you give us a new whip, that'd be nice, man. A new car. Or a truck. A Silverado truck.
Talk about a different financial market kind of woman.
Or fishing boat.
Oh, I like that.
Listen, not even the little fishing rod.
The whole boat.
Yeah, good fishing boat.
The whole boat. Okay, so
hey, Mama, we love you guys, and y'all keep doing a great job, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling. Enjoy your Saturday. Bye-bye.
Okay, good. That's interesting. So pretty much he's saying just how we want to be showered, and we want the guys to go all out. Then as women, as mothers, as wives, as daughters.
Yep.
You know, we
got to show them some love.
Yes. We got to do a little something. Not even a little something.
Big deal.
Yes.
You have, oh my God, the men, you got to show out. Show out for them on Father's Day. If they're good fathers, good husbands, do your due diligence.
I'm telling you.
And make that man feel like a king.
I am telling you.
If for only one day, don't row him out that day.
Right.
Please don't row him.
Just love him up.
Just love him up. Kiss him up. Do whatever you need to do to make sure that he feels honored and special on that day. That's a day just for
Let me tell you something. If you're anything like my dad, right? If I call my daddy right now, I'm telling you, if I call him right now, and if I say daddy.
He coming.
Shall I even get.
Daddy, I have a pen for you. Where you at?
That's he
energy. Energy.
Because right. He loves
energy.
Gifts. He loves it. And definitely, yes, let me say hello to my good, decent daddy,
yes.
Stan Davis, who I'm named after.
Yes.
Yes, an amazing father. I mean, listen, when I short,
daddy. He tall.
Listen, and boy, child, I turn into that little girl so quick. And then I come with the.
Well, daddy, I ain't got nobody.
Not the baby
else
voice.
Yeah, I ain't got nobody else to ask. Who else?
Not the manipulation.
Ask. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Stanley is so.
And he done 4 weeks for that.
Yes, and he see it coming 10 miles away.
But shout out to all the wonderful fathers out there.
I'm telling you. That. Yeah.
And a lot of men don't like to ask.
Right.
Or they don't expect nothing on these days because sometimes they feel like women don't really get it.
Yeah.
They don't really show out. And so whenever you do your show next week, a good
or
question
I must think
to
I
ask
do the whole June.
Uh-huh. Is to figure out how do men really receive love or like what is their definition of love?
Mm.
Just taking it back a little biblical, the mm-hmm. Bible said that women are to respect and honor their husbands. Mm-hmm. And I've heard men say that they equate respect with love.
Right.
And if you don't respect him, he doesn't see whatever effort right. you put in. And that's your way of showing love. He doesn't see if you don't respect him.
Well, you know
him.
What? So okay.
I would love to know what the men think, how they receive love, if they like people to show out. Guys, and once again, in the direction.
It really wasn't, but we're going with the flow.
Yeah, listen.
It's a Saturday.
It's not the direction that we were going in. No. I'm telling you, nowhere near
it. Nowhere near.
This is hilarious. But you know what? But guys, right, how would you receive love? And, you know, feel free to text me. 4224796. That's 4224796.
Yeah.
Or you can also give us a call on 323-6232. Now, you know, let's talk a little bit about that, about the receiving love.
Yeah.
Now, I have heard, like, okay, like watching this in action, honestly, this was painful. Well, not in action, but just hearing someone tell me this. And I remember a gentleman sharing with me a long time ago that he didn't like, because I'm like, what is disrespectful? Like, what is respect versus being disrespectful? Because we hear men all the time say that they want respect.
Yeah.
And so sometimes as women, we so lost. We know what they're talking about.
Lost in the sauce.
So he shared with me that he remember a time when a female he was dating and she was like, I mean, calling him out his name, telling him about body parts.
Ooh.
I mean, telling other people about body parts.
No
Calling him, I mean, nasty names.
No
And
way. It,
in front of people, behind.
Not to embarrass.
Yes. It felt like, I mean, like I was cringing.
Ooh.
From just hearing it. So I guess, so for starters, I guess the opposite of that sometimes is to say something sweet.
Yeah, but sometimes even when you've already hit below the belt.
No, it's no coming back. No, that person needed to go.
It's kind of like no coming
back. No.
So it's like no matter what you say after that low point.
Right.
Especially if you're talking about my body parts. Like, what could you possibly say?
Yeah.
Like, what are we saying about the body parts, right?
And it wasn't nothing good.
Ooh, so.
It was terrible.
Not only have you disrespected, but you've hit the ego.
Yes.
And that's a different type of shattering right there.
And guess what? And guess what, Farrah? And shared that with other people.
I don't know how do you come back from that.
No, it's no coming back.
There's no coming back from that because people keep mental records.
Right.
And although things have, it's been years, people are going to remember what you say.
And how they felt.
And how they felt.
Yeah.
They may be trying to, just for the sake of keeping relationship.
Right.
But boy, look here, because I can remember people say someone said something to me, and I was like, boy, I'll never forget she said that to me.
Yes.
I forget that.
But there's a lot of disrespect. I mean, I don't think we really take ownership.
We don't.
Of it. And, you know, I was having a conversation too with a friend, and so I was like, you know, I'm getting ready to really start doing my social media stuff. So I was like, okay, what are some things that you want me to talk about? And this is another female. And so she's like, okay, how we don't take accountability. And of course, my question is always, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Explain so that I'm clear on what it is that you're saying. So she was saying, I think as women, like, we find excuses for our behavior, whether or not it is okay. Like how we just said that this lady was lashing out. So her defense might be, oh, well, you know, I'm emotional.
Right, right. This is how I express my anger. Yes.
And so we now expect, like, it's almost like we want a free pass.
Right.
For demolishing somebody's
for
character.
Degrading.
For
sometimes
degrading.
Sometimes we emasculate.
Yeah.
When we speak.
Yeah.
We call them out of their names.
And it's terrible.
And it's terrible. It's abusive.
Yeah.
We don't like, women don't like to
own
acknowledge.
Yes.
That some of the behavior is very abusive.
It's, oh, Lord, anyhow. This the beat up on the woman, them today show.
Yeah. We calling y'all out. No, for real. Guilty of it, too. I've done it in past times, but I've learned from that. You just have some people who just sitting in their mess.
And they think it's okay.
They think it's okay.
Yeah.
And then they're moving from person to person and not realizing why this relationship isn't sticking.
Right.
It's because that little mouth of yours.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, even
it's
very
problematic.
As a coach, I've definitely met a lot of men.
Oh, yeah. You should have met a lot of people.
Who've been cheated on.
Yes.
I mean, you know, we like to say, too, that, you know, men cheat.
Men cheat, but women cheat.
But women cheat a lot.
A whole lot.
Plenty, plenty.
And they are more...
They sneaky.
Sneakier.
And then,
and
you know, something what I realized, too, though,
they
are calculated, but what I do realize, too, Farrah, is that a lot of times men know, you know, sometimes they don't say anything right away. And they just watch. Because, right, I've definitely coached a lot of men. And I'm like, okay, well, did you see this? Did you know this? And they're like, yeah, but I wanted to see how far she would go with it. And yeah, so many times they're just waiting to see.
What was there, like, I guess from your past coaching encounters, what was their like initial reaction to finding out that their significant other stepped out?
Did it feel
their passion to find other people even further?
For everyone, it was different. One guy who comes to mind, he actually was very upset. And this was a situation where, what was it? Yeah, he caught his wife, and pretty much she was kind of seeing this person for the duration of their entire marriage.
Whoa.
So.
And how long were they married?
Many years. Well over 10 years.
So this is a lover she has had.
Yeah.
Why? So, did he ask her, like, why?
Why? No. Well, I think she just had a lot of issues. And I just think she didn't really feel very, and this isn't me making excuses. I think she just had a lot of baggage, a lot of unresolved baggage. There were some things that was just not right.
You know, and I guess as a coach, you're not, trained to look for those.
She was not healthy.
The why as to people's behavior.
Yeah. But sometimes the why will keep you stuck too, though.
What do you mean?
Sometimes when you're trying to figure out, like, okay, why did this person do this? I just need closure. No, because first of all, why sometimes will take you down this rabbit hole. And there's literally no, there's no end to it.
Right.
You understand what
I'm saying? It just is what it is.
And then some people, they don't even know why they're doing the things that they do. Explanation.
Which is true.
And in many cases, they do not even know why.
Understand, right, what's really fueling them. You're right.
Yes. So in some cases,
they're not self-aware enough.
No. No. And so, then they will reason it out. And somehow it's your fault.
Oh. So that's another question.
Now who's the host here now?
Okay, I'm the co-pilot.
Okay.
I get to ask a few questions.
Okay,
right?
What's the question?
Okay, so.
This is interesting. Okay.
Do they even take any kind of accountability?
Okay, we're talking about the women with the cheating?
Yeah.
Sometimes,
because you said your last remark was that they say it's the person's fault.
Yeah, okay. Just thinking about some situations in the past. A lot of times, I think I agree with my friend, a lot of times as women, we kind of brush it off, or we try to make some sense of it, or okay, blah, 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 because of this or what have you. I know some people, every time their husband cheat, they cheat too. So you laughing. That's a girl code. That's why, guys, I'm breaking
so
girl
it's like
code.
A revenge.
I'm going to tell you, that's if true. You are a man who out there in these streets and you have a woman who's loyal.
Right.
She ain't loyal. Are you laughing? Y'all hear Farrah laughing? She laughing because she know it's the truth. Allegedly.
It's the truth. But yeah, but honestly though, I hear a lot of people say, well, he cheat, I cheat.
Yeah.
Bonfi Bon is what the song say.
Black is another old one. Mm-hmm, cutting too.
Yeah.
Half for you.
Half
for me and half for you. The white storm.
Six in a dozen. Sure.
Same
That's
thing. Right. Yes, hey. But yeah, I mean, I think like definitely... when there's a situation with infidelity, yeah, there's been a lot of times where, like, I literally had to say to the female, like, no, seriously, now you do see where this is inappropriate, or, you know, you're upset because he's upset because of this. But, I mean, you know, you did all of this. Like, how do you want him to now digest this?
Yeah.
And they looking at me like, well.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
And?
Yeah. And I'll tell you this too, like working with men a lot, I prefer sometimes I actually prefer working with men.
Really?
Yeah, because men are like, to me, they are more open.
Wow, that's interesting.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like a lot of times when they come in, or like the female would say, oh, okay, you know, he doesn't open up, he doesn't share. I don't know if you could get him to really talk about it. And the minute she's gone,
he's
out. Yeah.
That's interesting. Because I don't know, for some reason I just had this impression that, you know, when you have a constant situation with men and their partner, it's almost like pulling teeth.
No. No. And
that's surprising. That's surprising. Well, but it's good.
You know, I'm very good at what I do.
But that's also true. But that's also true too. Yeah. It could be.
And then too, I mean, well, okay, like when I don't like to work with couples, honestly, I don't. I hate it. That's I don't, it's just, it'd be too much going on. I mean, because, and then I have a, like a personal relationship with all of my clients. So, means now like there's all this energy coming at once.
Right.
And so it's like, okay, I got to sort through all of this and then just kind of even stabilizing it. Like, it's just a lot.
Right.
But like usually though, there's different things that we do. So like the program might entail, like they don't only come to me. Mm. Like I have other people that I actually send them to. Sometimes I send them to a pastor.
Okay.
Sometimes they have touch therapy.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes they do a session to bring them closer, a bonding session. So it's a lot of fun. So they actually like the fun stuff.
Multi-layered.
Yeah.
I wonder like where we're as a country really talking about mental health.
Right. It is, yeah.
Bringing all that to the forefront. How open are we in not only having, speaking to professionals about what's maybe going on with us from a mental health standpoint, but just for a relationship health standpoint? Like how open are we're becoming as a country?
I don't know, because I think for starters, we don't always tell the truth. Like we don't tell the truth.
And that would be a barrier to getting help and healing, hey?
Well, yeah, and that's why I like Life Coach, because that's people friendly. It's people friendly because there still is a stigma. We think that if we are seeking help or, you know, listen, I be seeking help.
True.
I be at my breaking point. I be ready to go Zoom off for Montague. Dead serious.
True.
You know, so we all need this outlet, and sometimes we need more than just speaking to a friend, or we need more than going shopping or getting a facial, you know, because we think that's loving ourselves or what have you. So for starters, I don't think we tell the truth. Let's say for starters, if you meet someone, we don't say, or at some point during the dating stage where, listen, this is what I really need and want. We say yes. Mm-hmm. When we really want to say no.
Right. That's true.
We try to be the person who we think this person, you know, wants.
Right. The yes man or yes woman.
Yeah. Like I remember speaking with this guy and he said, you know, I like a woman. I,
hello. Hold on. Why you say excuse me, hello?
I say excuse me.
Sound like Sonia isn't too domesticated or she ain't on that run. Let's just go deeper. Unpack that.
Excuse me, Mr. Officer, sir. Uh-huh. I don't iron.
Ooh. Okay.
I don't iron.
Are you a domesticated
type of person? I gotta watch you, you know. Yes, I am. Wait, hold on. What is domesticated, though?
I mean, you know, you
like
would
cooking,
do.
Yeah, like,
cooking,
but you
cleaning.
Know something? This is a weird thing, and every time when I tell people this, no, people don't believe me. But people who are close to me, they know. I really like to cook. Believe it or not.
Okay.
I love to cook, and I cook really well. Okay. Yeah, I blow my own horn. I actually.
Walk away.
Man, listen, man. Let me see it then. He picked you up in here, man. You think this is a kid, mate?
But yeah, so why did that stop? Or, why you stop when he said?
No. Did I say we may still be talking?
No, that's true.
Right, but that's just on like on the lower end. But at the other end too, you know, I'm a person. You know, I like to be somebody's baby.
Princess treatment.
That's right, and that's another thing. You see, we're talking about princess treatment. One thing that I've noticed with women too, and I said this actually at a speaking engagement this week. I think we know how to be queens.
Right.
But we don't know how to be a princess.
We don't know how to be soft. We don't know how to tap into that feminine energy.
Yeah.
And I think that has a lot to do with how
would we perceive strong to be too.
And the way we've been socialized.
Yeah.
You have a lot of women who come from single home families, who have to be the mother of the house, the mother, and sometimes play dual roles.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so much on women that...
Okay, that was steam.
All right, Stan, you can put it down.
That was shrimp stuffed mashed potatoes.
Excuse me, sounds gourmet.
Thank you. Y'all can put some respect up on Stania.
Sounds gourmet, guys. Davis. It looks gourmet as well.
Okay, see, y'all, you can put some respect with a K at the end. And tea at the end.
Okay. Okay. So, chef, Stania.
But see, I don't like to tell people that because I realize when you tell man that, they want you to cook every day.
That's true. But going back to my previous point that I was trying to make, I was talking about how, you know, sometimes women don't tap into that feminine energy.
Right. Because
a lot of the times they had to struggle, had to take care of homes by themselves. And somehow brings out that softness.
But Farah, okay, we like to say that, right, that men are not bringing out the softness. But the softness should be there, though. I mean, is it fair for us to say, well, imagine if we said, well, if men said, well, they don't allow the masculinity in me to come out. Would that sound like that sound good?
It doesn't sound good, right?
Don't make no excuses, Farah.
No, listen, truth be told, we are complex and layered beings, right? Mm-hmm. So I believe that we all have both masculine and feminine energy that's coexisting.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like what we tap into more is based on, I guess, what's happened externally or what our social situations is.
Mm-hmm.
And like a lot of behavior women are hard.
Yes.
Like they are really hard.
Yes. Yeah. Listen.
Like they, hard, the way that they talk.
Right.
I think we just lost a general politeness in everyday conversations and interactions. Women today are just a little bit hard. And sometimes it's because they haven't been taught differently. But then another side to that, too, it could be life is hard. So it's almost like you just
responding
to stimuli.
And if you want to be a part of our conversation, because listen, me and Farah, yes, y'all see, we could talk all day. But you could give us join the conversation. Give me a call, 323-6232. That's 323-6232 if you want to share your thoughts. And the text line, I'm going to read a text and a message in a minute. The text line, 422-4796. So here it goes. It says, men are happy to talk or open up to you because we want to be heard. And she, wife, girlfriend, whoever, ain't listening.
Mm.
More concerned about how she feels about what is being said than actually addressing the issue. That, and we are hoping you can translate this to her.
Okay.
Okay, we have a caller, Brittany. But yeah, and that is completely true because like sometimes now, you know how I said that I don't like to always be with couples. I have a lot of people who are navigating the end of the relationship. So honestly, in a way, I am more the breakup coach. Now, mind you, when they come to me, sometimes they're together or whatever, but a lot of that comes my way. And many times I'm coaching this person through the breakup or the end of this relationship. And they're like, oh, they just got up and left and blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, no, but remember this, your husband said this. You told me your husband said this from months ago, years ago. So this is now, you know, but you didn't, you know, there was no change. There was no acknowledgement. There was no accountability. So he is telling you this from long time.
Right.
So this is not, this breakup did not just happen now, just now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. I think we have a caller. Okay. Caller, go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Hello.
I am blessed, thank God. I just want to make a quick comment concerning the statement that the lady made in terms of the reason why the lady out of where they are today is because of their upbringing, more or less. And in my honest opinion, I think that's just justifying the whole situation. Because at the end of the day, a lot of men was brought up tough, a lot of men was brought up hard. So what, we are brutal and we are rough around the edges because of our upbringing? That's kind of contradicting what you said earlier. I mean, let's be real. Let's call a spade a spade. The reason why the women are the way they are today is because of the way the technology has brainwashed them, the world society has brainwashed them, and they're trying to follow other societies, and that's the way they're living. Our cultures no more. The way we thought and think as behemoths are no more, and our identity is almost lost, and that is facts. I mean, and that's just the way it is. You know, you should try to sugarcoat it or you know, you understand.
Okay, thank you.
That's true.
Thank you, caller.
Okay. All right, have a good day.
All right, thank you for calling. Okay, and also, guys, I want you to remember, this is something that I've learned be true at once. Like, several things actually can be true.
Because what he said was true. Yeah. The fact that they've been influenced by technology and what they are seeing. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, what I initially said about upbringing and social circumstances is also true.
Now, I'll say this now. Who we are is because of our parents. Who we choose to remain is because of ourselves. So as people, we have to also decide, like, is this thing working for me? So you're right. I've been doing this. So I get afraid when people say, oh, you know, this is just the way I am or whatever. But is that really working for you? Is it getting the results that you want? And if it is not, then it's time for you now to question it. It's time for you to change. It's time for you to do something that's totally different.
Right.
Yesterday, I was doing a recording. It's like I said, you know, I'm going to get back into doing my recordings and stuff like that. And so I went in and listen, follow me for this, for what I'm getting ready to tell you, because I'm going to, I'll put it on my Facebook page or TikTok or what have you. So I was there actually recording Corey Polish Me Pretty. Hi, Corey. South Beach doing facials and pedicures and all this stuff.
Okay.
But her grandmother was there. And so I ended up, I mean, I was talking to the grandmother for the longest time.
Because you know you could talk. That's who could talk.
Not you. But anyway, moving right along. Two things can be
the same time.
Yes. Okay, so I was speaking to the grandmother who's 83, and I recorded her. So, guys, follow me on Facebook so that you can watch the entire video. So she was saying that she was married. I think she said she was married for 48 years. And so she said her husband died, and maybe she's 67. I was like, oh, well, how come you didn't want to marry someone?
Right.
You know, she then was looking at me like, yeah, it can be good. But I was asking her about love and relationships.
Right.
And how it's different now versus then. And so she said, well, you know something, first of all, I didn't want to marry someone else because, you know, I never worked. My husband was, you know, the primary provider. I had three children. And so she was like, yeah, of course I love him. But she was like, what I was supposed to do? Leave him and then go find someone. Then when you look again, this person treating me worse than my husband. So she was like, you know, now it's, y'all have too much options. And because y'all have so many options, y'all don't stay. Y'all don't try to work it out. Y'all That's just get true. Up and y'all go. Y'all run. Y'all don't stay for the long haul. Y'all don't, you know. And I was like, boy, she mashing all kind of corn right now, boy. I was like, listen, I feel like a running.
Skip it.
Listen, what child? I miss any of something? Run, Tanya, run. And run fast and run right now.
Right now.
But she's correct. You know, we're not safe. Solve. And as the caller shared, and they said that, okay, you're more concerned about how she feels about what is being said than addressing the actual issue.
Okay. That was the text.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, that was the text message. And they are correct. You know, we're talking about accountability as women right now. You know, we get in our feelings.
We do.
And we get this is when, you know, emotional, and instead of really listening to what our mate is trying to say. Or not say.
Because like, men are speaking.
Yeah.
They are speaking.
Yeah. And as women, I can admit, we have been, like, relationships are very woman-centered. It's all about, and we say happy wife. What do we say?
Happy wife. Happy life. But I have an added or updated one that I recently saw. It said happy house, happy spouse. Exactly. So let's aim for that.
Yeah. Because like I said, I think we have become very self-centered as women. Like it's all about pleasing us.
That is true. I feel too that even as a generation,
yeah,
we have become very self-centered, very vain.
Right.
Just by the things that we post on social media, it's just a very lovers of themselves kind of generation.
Yeah, it is.
And this
is why, once again, you have to go back to, okay, what do I need from my partner? Listen, I could tell you, Stanya might be with her big hard mouth on the air. Mia, when I get home, I want to be that little girl. I want to be that feminine.
That princess.
Woman. I want to be,
Just be soft.
Listen, I trying to go lay in my man arm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I kind of sniffed the.
That's right. I don't even care. Well, maybe you gotta go bait, but yeah. But seriously, I'm not trying to be business Stanya.
No. Or independent woman Stanya. No. Or Stanya who makes this amount of money.
No.
Every month or year. Because I understand that that's something that women are doing as well.
Right.
They are trying to match based on finances and...
Right.
You know, sell themselves based on I am this and I am that and I make this amount of money and kind of like I could buy him if I want to.
Yeah. But see, but once again, back to this relationship thing. What do you need?
Right.
As a partner? You know, right. Listen, for starters, like I tell men all the time or the guys that I date, look, I like when I want to be the conflict. You see how I change my voice every time I say this? Yeah, you're laughing. But this.
Fall for that. But I gotta try that one. I'm gonna try that. I'm gonna switch things up and see how that works.
I wanna be your confidant. Right. I don't like when my men confide in other women. I don't like that. Or other people.
How do you
like
feel about that?
I don't know what it costs you for me. Okay. Hello.
No, I actually heard someone say that they were dating a particular woman or talking to a particular woman, and she said that she's not dating any man that has any female friends.
No, I don't believe in that now. No. I think that's kind of a little crazy.
She's not
I don't like that.
So the person kept bringing up different scenarios, mm-hmm. and she was like, "You don't get it, eh?"
No, I don't like that.
I said what I said.
No, but that's different. But when I talk about, you know, being
confident. Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, but.
But then, I mean, I've also heard men, like I saw, what's his name? I think Corey Holmes. I think, is that Corey Holum or something like that? He's a comedian. I don't know. Anyway, he was saying, oh, if a woman have a male friend, she for the streets, right? And I was like, what?
Come on.
What is it talking about?
Who are you dating? What are their ages? What do they even do? Because all of those things, it shouldn't matter.
Now, I'll say this too. Like, I remember working with a company. And this guy, like, he was a good guy, very strong man, masculine man. He was very good at what he does and all this stuff. And so we were doing the session. And when we had a one-on-one, I actually told him, I said, hey, listen now, you work with a lot of women. I said, now, just take my little foolish, crazy advice. I said, you have to put boundaries down. And he said, what you talking about? Right. So I said, listen, I'm not saying that you're doing that. At the time, I don't think that he was, but I said, you have to still put boundaries down. Because you're such a good guy. Women are going to be naturally drawn to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're married. So you have to make sure that there's this boundary between, you know, your work friends or your work, quote unquote, wife or colleague.
That term is appropriate for somebody who's married.
That's exactly. Exactly.
But he didn't see, the issue.
No. He said, okay, I get what you're saying. Yeah. But so I think it's always boundaries. But I don't think there's anything. Well, you have to have boundaries, though. You have to have boundaries. Like, I have male friends, but my male friends are not attracted to me. They want me. Listen, they don't want me. I sure, but I
you
don't
put
look.
Your head on a
listen, I don't look say. Like what they want. I too big for status. Okay? They ain't into that.
Okay.
Hi, Johnny. Right.
Putting him on blast. Yes. Johnny need to call us, man. Johnny, if you're listening.
He was supposed to come on the show today.
Johnny, if you're listening.
Listen, that's right. But I don't look like what.
But they, their preference.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, I don't. So, I mean, so I don't know if that's why we could be friends or not. But I don't know. How do you feel about it? Like, do you think that men and women can.
Okay. I'm not of the opinion that. Now, I believe that within that friendship, there has to be, like you say, boundaries.
Big boundaries. Huge.
And I don't believe that there should be any intimate opening up.
Right.
Sharing certain things, because that is where people become, you know, they intimate. Connect on a different level, right? Yeah. And emotional intimacy could turn into sexual intimacy and things could become physical. But I do believe that people can be friends without there having been any, you know.
And even the female friend, she should have boundaries too. The other day
I was boundaries as well.
Speaking to a guy, he's like a little brother to me, and his wife was on the, you know, on the side of him, and we was talking about business stuff. Like, I want him to help me with something. So his wife said, hang up the phone from Stanya. Get off the phone from Stanya. You've been on the phone too long with Stanya. I said, boy, you better try to get off this phone.
You better.
Bam. And I right. And I maybe laugh it off, no big deal. But that's your wife, buddy. You better go over there.
Because obviously she's ready for some of your attention, or she feel like standing there not too long.
Wasn't ready. That's your wife.
Right.
And sure,
you gonna go out for her.
And listen, I think by the time, as I was saying, bye, he done it, hang up the phone.
Boy, he moved with the
hi comments. Travis, I put all y'all on
block. Travis,
that's
Travis.
Right. They got time to play with
me. I don't blame you. Mm. Yeah, Travis, do
your mind.
Do right by her.
Hello, somebody, Charlie. But she ain't
got you and her. It ain't you. Sanya can't help you.
You hear what I say?
Sanya cannot help
he
you.
He already
Travis.
Hung up the
100%.
But guys, what do you think? Can women and men be friends? Can men have male friends? Female friends. And I remember dating this guy. He had he would call her his little sister. And so she came to me one day, and she was like, I was thinking that, because, you know, I used to do the matchmaking.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. You've been around a long time, Fire. Oh, my God.
A very long time.
Yes.
She was doing matchmaking.
And let me tell you something.
She tried to matchmake me.
I surely did. I had male clients as a matchmaker. I only had male clients, and then I would find the females for the males.
Yes.
And that was eye-opening too, like to be around guys.
Really?
Yes.
I wonder how many people are interested in matchmaking, and if they like that whole idea, and how does that work out?
Listen, I don't even want to talk too
much
about that.
It's almost like a blind date.
Because let me tell you something. When I go out to speak, when I go out to speak.
Right. You have people approach me and say, Stania.
Yeah. And they would say, okay, Stania, this is Stania from Tell It to Stania. Then they even will say, okay, Stania works with companies with, you know, listening. Okay. They might do a little look up if they say Tell It to Stania, right? But the minute
if they know, you need one gal.
Listen, or the females.
You need one man. Stand up me Farrah, up with somebody, man. Find somebody.
I guarantee you, people still message me asking me about matchmaking. Listen, I'm already at you now.
Why your match is that fake?
But guess what? You know what's a weird thing that happens to me? Okay, I'm going to say this after the call. We have a caller. Hi, caller.
Hi, Stanya. Hi, do you care?
Hi, caller.
Hi.
What you sharing with us today?
And the question, you said, should male have female friends?
Yes, we want to know.
I think there has to be some boundaries, though, because you don't want to, as a female, you don't want to be in a relationship.
Right.
And then you confiding in your male friend.
Right.
What's going on in your relationship.
Right.
Because I always believe if two people was attracted to each other, the person outside of that relationship ain't gonna see what you and the person you were dating see in each other.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you need to find a way how best you can get to know each other and not bring someone else into that picture.
Right.
Unless they mean both of you and the relationship well.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes you could have some friends who you believe mean you well and they don't mean you well.
That is true.
Because if you're dating somebody, I don't advise a woman to go outside that relationship and confide in another man who's a friend.
Right.
Agreed.
It's a slippery slope.
100%.
It is very slippery.
Yeah.
It's very, very slippery.
So who to say that the man is not trying to get something from her, but he's just waiting on that appropriate time.
That's true.
The time she takes to confide in him or the time he takes to confide in another woman, find that time to find what is going wrong in your relationship and make it work.
That's right.
Yes. And I think nowadays in the Bahamas, we need to find ourselves. We need to really be true to ourselves and get to that place of maturity and mutual understanding.
Agreed.
So when we want to share ourselves with someone else,
right,
we know what we are sharing. We cannot share something with someone else that we ourselves has yet to discover.
Well, that's the thing about the accountability, the self-awareness. Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Carla.
Thank you.
And we definitely have to work on, and I think we have to work on that as people in general.
Yeah.
But let me read this text message that somebody
had. All right, let's go. Let's have the different point of views.
Okay. Hello, Stanny, enjoying your show. Hi, Dave. Dave is an author.
Hi, Dave.
Dave, what's the name of your 10,000 books?
with you. I know one was The Black Shakespeare. It's on Amazon. So Dave says, men aren't interested in flowers. It's really for the women. Okay, so we got that out of the way. Yeah. All that.
Okay.
But, you know.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, man. They sound like the men, really.
No. And I try to discourage it, too. Like, when people come and ask me, hey, flirty flower, do you have something for men? And I say, I don't want to be the one delivering it.
No. Now, you know, every time, because he was asking me about the matchmaking. But right. Every time, Farrah, if someone mentions that, Sandy did matchmaking, I think now they want some healing or help. No, child, they will dig me out. They will search me out to ask if I'm still doing services.
Doing matchmaking.
But you know what is a very interesting thing? I think I've said this on the radio before. Most of the women, I can say 85, I almost want to say 95% of the women, I'll just say 85, of the women who come to me, even though they come for, like I said, it's usually navigating the end of their relationship.
The relationship.
Do you know that
dissolved.
Almost all of the women who have come through Eve's Journey Life Coaching Institute, you're not going to believe this, most of them, after the sessions, they meet someone and they end up getting married.
Really?
I kid you not. I kid you not.
Wow.
I kid. You know what? Once again, I'm going to start. If they're brave enough, because sometimes, you know, people don't. I am telling you, most of them who go through the program, I kid you not. I'm not lying. I don't call my clients' names, so I can't call their names.
Right.
I am telling, and they come back and they tell me.
They don't invite love.
Me. Now, they don't invite me to the wedding now. That's how they do me. But they find, I'm telling you, do they end up like getting married or what have you, or being in a really solid relationship, it's usually with very good men.
Mm. So what do you think it is? Is because they've done the work?
Well, the program is all about, like I said, self-awareness is about clearing up your past.
Right.
I'm working on your childhood issues, your mommy, your daddy issues. We take a look at the past relationships. We take a look at what is it that you want? Who do you choose to be? So it's a whole lot of shedding of the past and then coming to the future where, okay, here we are. And then it's about moving forward. But I'm telling you, most of my clients, I would say 85%, I want to say higher, of the women who come journeying through their breakup or what have you, they end up meeting and marrying very good guys.
Well, hats off to the program.
Well, they're mine, so I just wouldn't
You know, I always remember a remark about dating at this particular, you know, age. At a certain age. And I often recall that story to people, like when I'm in conversation, I was like, I heard, you know, someone say at this particular age it's so complex. I think your words were, Huween of gout. Have mental problems. Who have mental problems?
Being said out of
the other problems.
Listen.
I thought that was the funniest
for another day.
Comment that you made about dating in that.
And you know I'm going to be. yes, old. Well, right. You know what, Miss Connie. Hi, Miss Connie. Yesterday, who I interviewed, she said no. Ooh,
Is it a struggle?
I'm going to be 50. And so she said, listen, y'all find me on Facebook so y'all could watch the full video. She said, because I was like, Miss Connie, how does it feel? And I can say this because I recorded her, so it's okay. So she said, you know, I'm 83 years old.
Right.
And she looked amazing, by the way. She looked amazing, full of life, strong, everything. And so she said, you know, the first 50 years is theory. She said it's theory. And then after that?
Is when it kind of
start
coming together and making sense.
Yes. So listen,
it's just information.
Yes. Watch the video. Now, it ain't going to be tomorrow because I got to edit it a little bit. But just join me on Facebook. Follow me on Facebook. I'll put that on TikTok.
But speaking on that same point of like being at that age dating and I'm getting married. I've heard recently that some people say they would prefer to get married like 40s and beyond.
Because I don't think we really know who we are in a way. Like, okay, to me in your 20s, you think you know everything. You ain't know nothing.
And that's 20s. Not to say that people who had gotten married at an earlier age did not have like success. But there's this new thought or there's, you know, this new trend, I guess. I want to say.
And people are marrying later in life.
Let me chill out in my 30s. And like maybe when I get 40, I'll think about it. And,
but you know something? I think like outside of childbearing, for childbearing purposes, of course, I think, right, we don't really, and your needs change so much. In your 20s, in your 30s, like I was, I have these journals that I wrote from, literally from the 1990-something. And so I still have journals, even though I have like journals on, I mean, child, I'm so scared. I must think I burned them. But I'm turning actually some of them into some programs. I mean, it's amazing that I'm going through and I'm like, oh my God, what I was dealing with, what I was thinking about here. Right. Like this person, what? Jesus Lord, I was in a bad place, eh?
Right.
Feel the rest of God. Oh my God. you know, so it was interesting to see Stania of the past
evolved
versus like Stania evolution. Now. And actually, and even some things I lost.
Yeah.
Some things I wish that I had then. So even with that, I mean, aging, you get to look back. I remember, you know, people think that I'm fierce now or I am, but no, as a younger person, I was definitely far more courageous, far more fiery. Even when I was reading some stuff and I was like, oh my God, it took me back to saying ramblings too, because I was like, oh my goodness, even how spiritual I was or how this and that, or how I saw my parents or even looking at my daughter, grow and all these things that I wrote.
Right.
It was very interesting to see, because as you grow and evolve, there's so many things that you shared that you take on that is not a big deal that you learn that, I mean, it's a journey.
Right.
And life is really just a journey.
That whole evolution you were able to bring into, I guess, a union at age 40 and up, you feel like you've learned enough.
Well, yeah, I think because, okay, you could keep doing something, but if it's not getting you the results that you really want, you have to take a look at yourself. So even for me, I have to do my inner work too. You know, okay, well, I mean, I could say it was these fellas, but then, you know, we're showing
the commenting denominator
is Stania D. Stania. I mean, exactly. And it may be even simply that, okay, who are you selecting? And if you're selecting this type of person, now it goes into why were you selecting this type of person?
Right.
There's something going on with you. It still goes right back to you. So even if you had these failed relationships, but at some point, okay, why are you choosing this type of person? What are you looking for?
Mm-hmm.
So everyone must do the work. Everyone must do the work of being aware of what it is that they need and to be unapologetic about what is it that you really need and want, and be truthful.
Yeah.
And select people too far, because that's another thing. Sometimes as women, I know we're talking about men, but I feel like sometimes as women, we like who like us. When we don't select like, oh, well, he came on to me, but what kind of man do you really want?
Right.
And being
do you know?
And we ain't even talking about, you know, this high value thing. Because what I know, and I'm gonna leave this because I know I gotta go. I remember dating this guy and my daughter. Bless her heart, oh Lord, I really somehow. She could write a column too. She says, mommy. So, Mr. So-and-so, he ain't no high value man. So I was like, okay, why he ain't no high value man?
Mm-hmm.
She gone and she came back. She said, he's not a high value man. Why you think she say?
I can't guess.
Okay, guess what she said? She say, he's not a high value man because he's not valuing you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. The high value man is the man who valuing you. Yeah. But anyhow, it's 201 for starters. Oh, yes. Flirty Girl. How they can find Flirty Girl?
Flirty Flower.
Oh, my God. Flirty Flower. Sorry, Diane.
Uh-huh. On Facebook and Instagram, The Flirty Flower on Facebook and on Instagram, Flirty Flower.
Yes, B-A-H. Flirty Flower. Yes.
All your floral needs.
Yes. And even if you want to buy that man flowers, even though the man
even if you want to, you could come to me.
And one other thing, guys. Farrah, did you notice that I was losing weight?
I saw it, guys, and she's doing a remarkable job.
Yeah, right. You see how you're telling me how that little
waist
bum coming out?
I okay. see plenty. Back it up, bundle hey. Bad truck.
Look at Brittany.
It's a dump for truck.
Brittany Rum telling you to be a dancer. Yes, hello. So listen now.
She got the weight loss plug, guys.
So listen, guys. I talked about it for the last few weeks. Dr. Dinotra Archer, we're having a Zoom meeting on Monday. So if you want to, listen, if you want to lose this 15, 20, 30 pounds by summertime and put on your two-piece bikini, be a part of this meeting. Now, I know a few people have messaged me if you want to know more, and we'll be talking weight loss the healthy way. We're talking about weight loss, Mounjaro, weight loss, just stop eating, whatever it is. All of your questions, all of your concerns, you've been thinking about losing weight, you're sick and tired, you've done everything that you could, and you don't know what to do. I'm telling you, the program works. I am living proof. And as a matter of fact, I haven't been to my little sessions, mostly for about a month or so. Wow. And I went back yesterday, and I still was not only did I not gain anything, I actually lost a few pounds. So you just have to learn how to do this thing and how to do it the right way.
I'm proud of you, Stanya.
Thank you. You think only you want to look good around here.
Hey!
Hi! But anyhow, so if you want to know more, guys, if you want to be a part of the Zoom, we're doing it Monday at 7 p.m. Please message me on via email, and that's tellittostanya@gmail.com. T-E-L-L-I-T-T-O, Stanya, S-T-A-N-Y-A. @gmail.com, or find me on Facebook. All you gotta do is put in my name, and I'm gonna pop up, man.
Right up.
And
pop right
yeah,
up.
And of course, if you're navigating the end of the relationship too, yeah, man,
she of you,
yeah,
she got you.
Man, we getting ready to journey through the breakup.
Yeah, and don't forget, ladies.
Yeah, man.
Let's do those men in our lives right. Let's treat them well. Let's honor them. Father says coming up, start figuring out what you're getting them. Yeah, yes. Plenty time.
Oh, this is the last. I gone for true after this. Last text message, Brittany. Yeah, let's say, you know, Brittany is cut off.
I don't blame Brittany.
She worked for Dwight.
I don't blame Brittany.
And I agree with you on when not knowing how to be a princess. I say it a lot to my female friends that women could get a lot further with men if they approach us the way a girl approaches her dad. Hear me? Hear me out here. Got you. See?
Ooh,
you see?
That's a nugget.
Watch a little girl play and handle herself socially. She rules everything.
She does.
You see? But... I said, but when her dad is around, she wants him to do everything for her, serve her, and in turn, gets the respect, honor, cherishing that no one else gets. You see mm-hmm. what I tell you? You look
into that hero complex.
When I come with the...
Men like being a hero.
Farrah.
Men like being a hero.
Honey.
Damsel in distress.
I don't know how to do this. Could you please, you mind yes. if you do this?
I'm going to try that.
I don't like it when you do that.
I'm going to try that.
Yes. And they pay attention.
Anyway. Brittany, you.
Brittany's telling me, get off there.
It was a pleasure. Enjoy your Saturday.
And we even talk about what we come here to talk about.
Let's find out together on Tell It to Stanya.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
And welcome to Our Blue Bahamas, where we talk about the conservation of the Bahamian marine environment that sustains our way of life. I'm your host, Crystal, and thank you for tuning in. Today, we are talking about marine ecosystems, a vital network. And we have none other than Heather, our outreach officer at Brief, Jasmine, our outreach and education officer at Brief. Oh, she's waving. Girl, you look cute. And we have our best scholar in with us as well, Farrah. So we have a full panel today of environmental experts, and we will be talking about our vital marine ecosystems and exploring the significance of the marine ecosystems, such as our coral reefs, seagrass beds, sand dunes, rocky shores, and the marine life.
that inhabit them.